Kevin, who is out of the weather tonight, fortunately. So we will start off with reports and communications, please, Craig.
All right. First of all, I would like to ask the board and the audience to take a moment of silence for the loss of Rhonda Eaton. Rhonda was a longtime employee in our district, taught at Bear River for many, many years, and after she retired, she was on the board for two terms, so 8 years. She passed away last night, and I just think it's important that we give her a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, so next week is a busy week. Here are some of the following happenings for the week. Tuesday, the 16th, we have Wheatlandell's kindergarten music performance at 9 a.m. And if I get any of these wrong, Sherry, you have to tell me. Wednesday at 9 a.m., we have the Lone Tree performance.
Dress rehearsal.
But it's that. If you go to the dress rehearsal, you'll see it. Otherwise, it's on Thursday night during your board meeting, so you wouldn't be able to see it at that point. Thursday, we have Wheatlandell's second grade music performance at 9 a.m. and their first grade music performance at 1 p.m. And then you have your board meeting at 5. And then Friday, Wheatland's TK music performance is at 9 a.m. and their third grade is at 10:15. And it's a minimum day for all students. So it's going to be a busy week for the board that can make it to those events. And you should have it on your event calendar. But if not, I can send it out to you again. The following week, on December 22nd, we start winter break. And it goes through January 2nd. Everyone returns on January 5th. All employees are off for 2 weeks with the exception of administration. I'll be working Monday and Tuesday next week, and the site admin will be meeting with me and whatnot on Tuesday. So other than that, we're all off the rest of that time as well. Attendance at school sites is still not as good as we'd like to see it, but it continues to improve. So I'm thankful that our sites are working hard on this. The independent study is helping a lot, although it is not a cheap way to fix it because we have to pay our teachers to do independent study, but at least the students are getting their work and keeping up. But we really need to see attendance continue to improve. And with that, I'll move on to the attendance report. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,369 students, which is two more than we had last year at this time, and exactly the same as we had last month. We have 72 students currently enrolled in preschool, which is 24 less than last year, but two more than last month. And we have a total of 1,441. I'm sorry, yours says 1,440, but that was my error. 1,441 with all groups. That is 22 less than we had last year at this time, but most all of that is preschool, but two more than we had last month. That's what I have for superintendent's report.
Okay, CBO report.
Do you have anything you want to do other than, okay, so she'll do it with first interim.
Okay, communication from the public. It's not on the agenda.
Good evening, everyone. Everybody's doing good. You guys doing all right? The fog is a little heavy, but I took my time and got here okay, and I see you guys did too. That's awesome. One of the things I just wanted to mention a little bit is about Tutor.com. Are you guys familiar with Tutor.com? Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
If you have military students or even DOD civilian students, their families are also able to use Tutor.com, which is free tutoring for their kids and for themselves as well. It goes all through K-12 all the way through college, so even our members can can use it as well, Air Force members. I think it's such an awesome thing. My daughter used it for her math class, really helped her, and I try to get parents to, you know, they're struggling, and I'm like, it's so free, and it's so great. So please use it. We hope that if these cool things like this support, you know, doesn't get used, we may lose it, and I don't want to see that happen. So tutor.com is fantastic. If you need more information, I'd love to send it out to you guys, but I'm glad you guys do. Many of you have already heard about it. It does more than just tutoring. They help, they do test prep for the SATs, ACTs, all sorts of really cool things. So they have languages on all different subjects. So it is a lot. It is such a great service. So also, have you guys heard of our Winterfest that's coming? Have you heard of Winterfest? Tomorrow, I'm sorry, I was hoping I could update you guys. I thought I did last month, and maybe I didn't. But we're having a big winter fest. Every winter, Bill just goes all out and does a great winter festival. So this year, the theme is called the Bill Express.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah, okay. Okay, so that's tomorrow, and it starts at 3:09. And it goes until 1900, which is 7 o'clock. There's going to be a greeting card lane, awards. Santa's coming by fire truck this time instead of YouTube. there's delicious food. Our group will be in the kids section, child and youth. We'll be there having really cool stuff. So come. There's lots of live entertainment, just a lot of really cool stuff. And Colonel Hanson, would you like to add anything? Or? You're good with that? But it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun there. So please come on out. It's a free event. However, I think some of the foods you have to pay for.
When is that, Annette? I'm sorry.
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the 12th of December. So we'd love to see you guys out there. Just come on out. There's professional family photos also. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
At what time?
Did I miss? 3:09.
Okay.
3:09 start.
Start.
16:30
yeah.
Arrival of Santa with our inaugural video of how Santa got there on a U2 on a clear day. Followed by food trucks, vendors, crafts, concessionaires.
Cool.
Just a chance for that. We're expecting about 800 people to make their way through there over the course of the evening. Just a great offering into the community and connection.
So we'd love to see you there. I know you do. But thank you guys very much for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, on January 23rd, we'll be doing our national Lego competition. That'll be at our youth center. It starts at 3:30, and it usually lasts till about 5. And it's different age groups, so it starts with 9-year-olds, and then goes all the way up, so it breaks it into all those groups. So we're really big on STEM. And so we did get a little STEM funding to help and support some of the things that we'll have at the event. So come on out if you'd like to, and then we'll have a flyer pretty soon. Our marketing is working on that.
If children are not signed into the center, they still don't?
Yes, I already asked. I knew you were going to say that because I thought about it too. So I said, can they still come? He said, yes. Okay. Yes, they can. And they'll sign up through me, so I'm taking all the sign-ups and everything like that. But I'll send that out to you guys as well, okay? So it's so much fun. Let's see. Also, our Military Interstate Children's Compact Commission, which you guys have heard me refer to it as MIC3, is what we call it for short. What they're going to do, our national agency is going to actually come out and do an in-person training for schools. So that'll be opening up, and I'll let you guys know a little bit more about it. I'm going to send it out to all the schools. And I'd like to see if we could have it on base or maybe somewhere in local community if people know about it. I mean, know of a really good forum to use or that we can use maybe with customers, you know, or anything like that. So we're really trying to get that planned out But I'm so excited that they're coming. And you can ask any questions. They do a great training. You'll understand exactly what MIG-3 means to our military families as well as the schools. So a really great support. So look for that to come. And I'm sorry? February, that'd be February 20th. And we're going to try to do it. And I'll definitely take feedback from schools. What do you guys think would be the best time? Are we talking mornings? Are you afternoon? She said whatever we want to do. Because they're coming to California. So they'll be at Edwards, Travis. I said, please get to Bill. And so then that'll be it. We'll have a good time. And we'll definitely feed you guys too, so don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, we do. and that's about it. I just wanted to say I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever it is that you celebrate. Just be safe out there and have a great new year. Any questions about anything? Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I have a couple. I should have turned my paper over. I want to let you know that the city has picked a new police chief, and he's already reached out to myself and Nicole at the high school, and so we'll be meeting with him in the next week or so to kind of get a lay of the land and talk to him about schools. And then lastly, I wanted to end with another moment of silence for our wonderful Melissa's father, Chief Haw, who passed, and I would like he was an integral part of our district, so was his wife, and of course, Melissa is a huge part of our district. So if we could take a moment of silence for Melissa and her family. Thank you. He lived a long, happy life, and that's what we should hope for everybody.
And I just found out he was a bus driver here. I did not know that until my husband reminded me of the good old days. So that was pretty exciting. He remembers talking to him as a bus driver. I remember getting driven home in the police car with him for being out past curfew. So.
I think Clyde's got some of those same stories.
I said,
well,
you weren't.
What are you doing there, Miss Craig?
I was out past 10 o'clock. You could be walking the streets. But you are not a Wheatland kid if you don't get taken home by Chief Ha or a Skunk Lady.
This is true.
Back in the day, so.
That's funny.
Back in the day.
And I was a good kid. I mean, I wasn't doing anything bad, but I was just out too late.
We're very sorry, Melissa.
Very.
You've lived a wonderful life. You left a large, large legacy.
And a very cheerful man.
Yeah. Okay. On to consent agenda. Any questions, comments, concerns about the consent agenda? Can I get a motion then to accept, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Okay, moving on. Action items 5.1, adoption of the first interim report, budget revisions, and EPA certifications.
Okay, I'm going to turn this one over to Anna. She's going to give you a presentation on first interim.
Absolutely.
We have made a lot of different adjustments. And this is what we're going to be covering today. Shouldn't it? questions you would like to ask, I would say at the end. But if I don't have the answer tonight, I will refer to the SAB. Okay, so we'll cover an overview of the budget certification, which is very important. The state update, what they have, the state enacted budget, the average daily attendance, unrestricted and restricted funds, multi-year projections, all other funds of the district, next steps, and then questions. Hopefully, I will answer all the questions so that you are coming at the end. But again, we, you know, when we build the budget and we talk about finance, we're always thinking about the kids. This is what the board came up with, what the mission statement and the core values are. And it's important that every time that we think about where we're going to spend these funds, that it is to for the kids. And we just had an admin meeting, and that's what the admin talks about. So I feel that being fiscally responsible is very important because we want to make sure that the funds are going to the right things. This is where we're at. Last time I showed you the each month where we were at with the fiscal budget cycle, and right now it's the first interim. We still have a long way to go before we start all over again with the adaptive budget at the beginning of the next fiscal year. And I'll talk a little bit about what the next steps are. So the overview of the certification is that we're building the budget, we're not creating the budget, that we talk about, that we review, that we're not qualified or negative, that we stay positive. And I want to tell you that Wheatland School District is certifying positive today based on the first interim budget. So that's great news. And I'll show you how we got to that. But we want to make sure that you can meet the obligations on the current year plus the two subsequent outputs. State update enacted, the COLA was funded based on what the Mayor Rebrand told us with the governor's budget, and now when the budget was enacted, the COLA was funded at 2.3. STIRS stays flat at 19.10%. HERS is 27.40%, and it also provides for new funding. But I also wanted to say that all of these items are reflected in the first interim budget. Average daily attendance is what most of the budget is based upon. ATA is important, enrollment is important, and this shows you the multi-year that I use on the LCFF calculator when we use the enrollment of 1,300, 1,272, and 1,272 flat the next couple of years. But also, it tells us the unduplicated count, which is calculated to provide supplemental and concentration funds as well. And it also shows us what the state has decided with this big calculator, the local control formula calculator, LCFF, what they are funding us based on. So sometimes in the past during COVID, they were saying, we'll take the average of the last 3 years. And sometimes it would benefit the district, they'll say, we'll take the current year. So in this case, we're using current year, and in the following years, it'll be the prior, and in the third year out, it'll be the 3 year average. So it all depends on how it benefits districts and charter schools more. But right now we're saying that we're using current year enrollment and ATA. Now the other thing I want to say is that enrollment is looking better as the superintendent continues to report the current enrollment, but we have to use the ATA, the enrollment as of the CBET date, which is at the beginning of October, and Melissa does that for us. So that this is based on those number of CBETs. We cannot intentionally which not to use. On restricted general fund, I'm showing you what was adopted first interim and what changed. And LCFS sources went up, increased a little bit, that's the $609,000. And everything else pretty much stayed the same since adopted, state and local. Now, I updated a lot of the revenue, but not all of them, because it's whatever information that's available as of the time that I was working on the first interim. The second interim will have better updated revenue. But not the home to school, but those two, we don't use the P2 numbers, period two attendance numbers. We use the annual, and whatever that annual is from the prior year, that's what we use to calculate the lottery rate, the lottery funding, and mandate government. So that's why they increased the revenue, because they were a little bit higher at that time. Local revenue, there were some refunds that we received, $10,000, and some library and book fair funds, and that's what changed. In unrestricted expenditure funds, this is where I want to draw your attention, because a lot of the increases were salary and benefit related. What was adopted back in June, it's all information that it's pretty much, we don't have all the detail until the year starts. We wish we did, but salaries were really budgeted at the base of what those positions were, and some of the add-ons were not added at that time. So certificated salaries were budgeted at $7.4 million, but now they are at $7.9 million. So the increase is $400,000 in salaries since adopted. And some of the areas when I started looking at what really changed the details, where there were a couple of new positions that were needed, certificated positions, the substitute cost and the extra hour cost was not budgeted, but adopted. So now we have some of that cost, and now I budgeted that. Now I didn't budget enough because I cannot project how much more it will be. There may be another change on second interim. The classified salaries also increased $340,000. Some of that is also other positions, more positions, more hours that may have been added to some of the classified positions. Some of it is also substitute and extra hours that were not budgeted and adopted, so I budgeted that. And then some of it was the CPO salary that was not budgeted when you adopted the budget, or at least the average of that position was not budgeted. Some of the things that were not budgeted were some of the add-ons that we use that are not tied to the position, but they're in addition to. So those are the changes, but it's really what we do. We align the budget with the expenditures, and that was what we were working on. And benefits also increased because the salaries increased. Books and supplies increased because of the new funding. There were some carryovers that we posted, and that now the sites get to spend. There are some computers, and I'll show you more of the items that were budgeted and purchased. Capital outlays, there isn't anything. Services and other operating expenses went up. transfers of indirects, that all the indirects that come from having a lot of unrestricted funds, and they charge indirects, and they didn't come into or out of the general funds. Unrestricted general fund changes in the expenditures. Here's some. This is salaries and benefits. They increased because of the position control. It's what I've been working with HR and payroll on ensuring that we capture everything that has to do with salaries and benefits, and we're going to go to that at this point. There will be more changes at second interim. So it's an alignment that we do to align the actual expenditure to the budget. Substitute emission duties, as I mentioned. Lottery, tech supplies, health supplies, transportation fuel supplies. The superintendent talked about